The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Dr. Ben Carson grew up in dire poverty and was a terrible student, but his perspective began to shift when his mom forced him to read.
As I started reading those books, my whole world changed. I started reading about incredibly successful people from all walks of life, and I started to understand that the person who has the most to do with what happens to you is you. It's not somebody else, and it's not some circumstance.
Welcome to Life Today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Betty, and this is James. And we are so excited, James, to have this beautiful couple with us, Dr. Carson and his wife, Candy.
Well, you all are. They're looking over at the Betty introducing them. And I just love you both. You know, Candy, I got to know you after I'd gotten to know Ben. And you and I had to pray together about some of Ben's decisions. He was making some decisions. Just say they were a little bit troubling to us, yeah. But we comforted each other. We prayed through and it ended up, you know, he said, I believe there are people who will listen. Here's one of the things I really learned from you. God has always used imperfect people to accomplish his perfect will. Think about it. Some people talk about the failures of certain leaders that might end up being in high places. Look at Solomon. I think he out messed up everybody. And yet he was an example of wisdom that he didn't even always follow himself, for heaven's sake. And basically he said at the end of his life, it's vanity. In other words, I really, in many ways, just made a mess. I didn't do the wisdom that God gave me. So, hey, listen to me. God uses imperfect people. I mean, Ben and I didn't have a father. Nobody would have picked either one of us as an opportunity to succeed. Am I right? But tell people about your journey a little bit.
It would have been just the opposite. You know, as a first of all, growing up in dire poverty, my mother had less than a third grade education, and got married when she was 13 years old.
Wow!
Trying to escape dire poverty in rural Tennessee, and you know, when she discovered that her husband was a bigamist. She had to raise us by herself. I was a terrible student. I was like the worst student ever. The other students loved having me in the class because no one had to worry about getting the lowest mark on the test. But, you know, my mother believed in me, and when nobody else did, and she said, Benjamin, you're a smart boy, but you got to read these books. She made us read books and stop watching television. Or just a few TV programs. If you're pre-going to have been on, she probably would have let us watch it. But, but you know, the interesting thing was, I didn't want to do it at first, but as I started reading those books, my whole world changed. I started reading about incredibly successful people from all walks of life, and I started to understand that the person who has the most to do with what happens to you is you. It's not somebody else. And it's not some circumstance. And that's why we have these incredible brains. And at the same time, my relationship with the Lord was growing. And I had a complete academic transformation. I went from the bottom of the class to the top of the class, much to the consternation of all the students who used to call me dummy. Now they were saying, Benny, how do you work this problem? And I'd say, sit at my feet, youngster, while I instruct you. Probably a little obnoxious. But, you know, it was completely different. My brother also did very well because my mother's friends used to always criticize her. You can't make boys stay in the house and read books. They'll grow up and they'll hate you. And I would overhear them sometimes, and I say, Mother, you know they're right. But, but we had to do it. But I think she had the last laugh because one son became a brain surgeon and the other became a rocket scientist.
Wow. Isn't that great?
Wow.
Praise you, God. Thank you, Mom. I know Mom is with the Lord. And just what a mom. You know, I read, starting in the second grade, the children's volumes of all the famous successful people throughout American and even the United Kingdom history. Mm-hmm. I read them, and it was amazing what I got about character. Mm-hmm. And none of them were perfect. Our founders were not perfect.
No, of course not.
They could have disagreed till hell froze over, but they came together in supernatural unity. That's a possibility for us today.
Yeah.
It's a possibility. It's what you long for. Wait a minute. It's what Jesus longs for and prayed for, that we would show the world we're really His family, we're really His followers, His disciples. By the way, we love one another.
Right.
By the way, not just our neighbor. Sometimes it's easier to love your neighbor than it is to love your family members.
It is.
Or even your spouse.
Yeah.
But we love one another, Ben. The love relationship you and I have for one another, that our families have, it was instant when we came together. And you knew there were things in me that you wanted our nation's leaders to hear, just like I knew there was in you. And I knew that you had to be in a leadership and advisory role, not just an inspirational role.
Right.
And look what you and I were able to bring the greatest minds and hearts together to speak truth to power.
Absolutely.
Unwavering, uncompromising truth in unconditional love. Did we do that?
That's why the Lord put us together.
That's exactly why.
Yeah.
And that's why these viewers out here, thank you, Candy, way to go. That's why the viewers, listen to me. You make it possible for us to get God's loving arms around the least of these and the most overlooked people on the planet. Now, this man lives seeing everybody that feels overlooked or that has been, let's say, deceived, lied to, and even taught that which is totally against the truth. The father of lies teaches only that. He divides and he destroys. He's a murderer. He doesn't just murder life. He murders the possibility of love and living with meaning and purpose. You always want to feel like I got to blame somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, you have lifted the spirits of the American people. And Candy, I have watched your support. You are an amazing helpmeet. You are an amazing inspiration. You're a brilliant woman. You are really strong.
Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Yes, you
really. I don't believe it yet, but keep it coming.
It's just the truth. Let me ask both of you. Do you believe that there's really some pretty simple hope for America if we would just start taking some of the steps that he talks about in Created Equal? And then with the American Cornerstone Institute, which go online, tell them where to find it online, because I want everybody watching to support what you're doing.
AmericanCornerstone.org. And there's a lot of good stuff on there, a lot of interviews, television interviews, More Perfect Union, teaching you the importance of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, Our Declaration of Independence, the things that people need to know, because we want people to get involved in government. We don't want them standing in the corner with their head down
Let
only the other people get in there. Important.
To get a better understanding, to a lot of our young people didn't have civics. That was something that they were getting rid of in some of the schools, the high schools.
Books that teach the truth.
So
they got them out.
Yeah, but that's what A More Perfect Union is about. So you know, that's one of the initiatives there. But can I tell you a little story that kind of convinced me about American Cornerstone? The folks from HUD, they were doing good work. A lot of good things happening.
And is this while he was Secretary of HUD that you were watching some of this?
But then after the election, they wanted to continue some of the work they started, so they decided to continue, but they hadn't come up with a name yet. It wasn't until late January they came up with American Cornerstone. So when you move a lot, you have boxes, and it was my turn to go through some boxes. I'm going through boxes, and this one box had 1993. Everything was 1993. And I'm wondering if that was such a good year and if I really want to know what happened and da-da-da, you know. But I'm going through because another box I'd gone through had some family treasures after I'd gone into it. So here I am I'm going to give it another 5 minutes. 30 seconds later, I see this beautiful calligraphy that's, you know, it's the Declaration of Independence. Well, that catches my attention. I take it out. It's a calendar from 1993. And I'm not going to look at the whole thing. I don't have that kind of time. So I opened up to the inside back cover.
This isn't Oprah. We always have to remind everybody Oprah has an hour. We have a half hour.
No, I'm almost there.
I got you. To make a long story longer.
You know. You're asking for it. Okay. But opening up the back cover, and it says, this calendar is to commemorate the 200th anniversary of the laying of the cornerstone of the Capitol building.
Wow. Mm.
So that was 1793 to 1993. And when I looked again, the date that it was done, his birthday.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's pretty cool. So that's just what, you don't have any problem
with confirmation.
We need to restore the cornerstone. The Bible talks about restoring the foundation.
Right.
And that's one of the things in Isaiah 58 that was a big deal. Mm-hmm. You're going to restore the foundation. Right. You're going to build up the walls,
right.
The proper boundaries. I mean, if the boundaries didn't keep the oceans, the whole world is tsunamied every week.
Exactly.
We're living in a spiritual, moral right. tsunami right now.
And our rise to the pinnacle of the world was no accident.
No.
It was because of those foundational principles that we followed. Doesn't mean that we were perfect. Nobody is perfect. That's why we need a Savior. But it does mean that we had the correct things in place, and if we go back to those things, go back to those principles, instead of throwing them out, we will continue to be a very substantial force in the world.
This is what everybody needs to understand about the founders. They were smarter than the people we see today that we call leaders and sometimes even good leaders.
Much smarter.
They were really smart, and they could really defend their position. Mm-hmm. They could have spent 20 years trying to convince the others in the room how they were wrong.
Right.
They came together to deal with what was obviously wrong. Mm-hmm. From that father's point of view, from a historical context of the consequences of not doing and the positive blessing of doing certain things, they came together to talk about getting the power of the monarch out, getting the nonsense off, mm-hmm. getting freedom to differ, getting freedom to worship.
And they understood so well, because Adam said, our Constitution is designed for a moral and religious people and is inadequate for the governance of any other.
Mm-hmm. And nothing else will work. Yeah. Yeah.
But also, when Benjamin Franklin came out of the Constitution Hall in 1787, a woman said, sir, what do we have here, a republic or a monarchy? And he said, a republic if you can keep it.
Exactly.
This is what's going on right yeah. now. We have the severest challenge to that. And we need to return to those foundational principles that will take care of these problems. We have the purveyors of hatred and division all out there. You have the media fanning the flames.
Do the only they even under do they, by our Constitution.
Do they, right, that's what I was going to say. They,
oh.
Do they understand that they're the only business protected by our Constitution because they're supposed to disseminate information to people that is unbiased.
Amen.
So that people can make the correct decisions? And, mm-hmm. you know, when you stop and think about it, even if you don't stop and think about it, if you know your history, the first thing communists do is they control the media.
Absolutely.
They're building their own grave.
And destroy the principles established in the Constitution. You said it, and most people don't get this. We're a democracy only in the sense that majority can choose leaders. Majority can lead to changes and, let's say, amendments and so forth to inspire the consideration of certain policies, but they don't control. We are a republic. Mm-hmm. That means that we are governed by law, and the law that governs us governs the government
right.
so that the government doesn't make slaves of the people.
Right.
And that's what we have. Our founders gave us a republic, just like Benjamin Franklin said,
exactly.
if you can keep it.
Right.
And the only way you keep it is that the majority doesn't start dismantling it, taking all the foundation stones away, the right. cornerstones. And that's what you're doing, everything you can with American Cornerstone. That's what you try to show people in this book, which is phenomenal. He exposes the dishonesty and the damage of critical race theory.
Exactly.
And you did it so simply, but clearly and thoroughly. And you didn't do it to be mean.
No.
You didn't do it to try to prove somebody wrong. You're trying to show that we actually are real close. Think about it. You pointed out yesterday, we elected a black president twice. Right. You know what I found myself saying? Praise God, America's reached a place that we could actually have big crowds rejoicing we have a black president. Now, here's what I was praying. God let him be a wise leader.
Wouldn't that have been nice?
Wouldn't that? That's the issue. He had heard so much stuff in our education system and had listened to people that were not best to listen to.
Right.
And you can be as smart as Barack Obama or anybody, but if we listen to something other than the Father's truth
right.
and biblical truth and historically confirmed principles that when followed, benefit the people, when abandoned, catastrophic consequences, you don't have to quote scriptures. History confirms the benefit of the right cornerstone and the right foundation,
exactly.
Right?
You
history confirms it, and history confirms the consequences that are indescribably devastating if you forsake those. And everything
Absolutely.
You're doing with American Cornerstone, everything you write, everything I hear you say, and you, Candy, you say it. I am telling you, that is the key to restoring our foundation, Ben.
We
can do it in a matter of years.
We can.
The next few years, we could totally turn the ship of state mm-hmm. towards safe harbor.
Absolutely.
But we got to do it together.
Well, you're doing a big part of that, you know, helping us get back to the point where we look at the right things again. I mean, this is America, the home of the free. This is supposed to be the place that people come to when they want relief. And what is happening to us is that we're starting to listen to people who have another philosophy, people who want to fundamentally change us into something else. What does our money say? It says, "In God we trust." What does our Pledge of Allegiance say? It says, "One nation under God."
People want to root that out.
What does our founding document say? It says that we are created equal and that our privileges come from our Creator,
yeah.
also
Divine
known
providence.
As God. And all we have to do is recognize that the reason that we went from a bunch of ragtag militiamen to the pinnacle of the world in record time is because we clung to those principles and values. And if we throw them away, we will go down. And it's going to hurt the entire world because this is the nation that has stabilized the world. Before the United States became a great power, mm-hmm. you had all these despots going around stomping on anybody who was weaker than them, raping, pillaging, what have you. And as we become weaker, you're going to see them all rise again.
All right. All people don't always take good advice. Ben, we can try to give good advice. That's what you do in this book.
Right.
I want to send it to every single person that will help us give a cup of water to a thirsty child.
Amen.
I want you to keep doing what you're doing because you're literally putting the arms of love around people that are overlooked, just like we do all over the world and the third world. You're doing it here. And boy, there's a lot of need right here because we came out of that needy area, poverty, no father.
There's going to be more need.
Absolutely, but there's the answer.
Yeah.
At AmericanCornerstone.org, American, I want to ask you, support them. We've given them a check from Life Outreach. That means it was from you, too. But I want you to help them. Betty, we're going to send them a check mm-hmm. from us, okay?
Great.
And we're going to pray about helping them every month. And that means it's a part of our budget. Ben, our viewers love to notice the unnoticed and the overlooked. Mm. Our viewers care about the least of these. And they minister not only to them and their families, but they minister to Jesus because Jesus said, "You do it to the least, you do it to me."
Amen.
Everyone who watches Life Today tells us they like everything we do, but perhaps giving water for life is the most exciting thing they do. Well, I want you to listen to somebody you respect. Now remember, her husband drowned in water years ago. But boy, does she give the water of life to people all over the world. Tammy Trent, listen closely, please.
James and Betty, I've been partnering with you guys for years, and what a privilege it is for me to travel the world with you and to tell the story of so many people. I've gotten to spend some time with Violet today, and it's another heartbreaking story, and I want you to hear it.
The way it started with my child, he became sick because we used this dirty water. So I took him to a hospital. But because it was very far away from here, my child lost a lot of blood. All they could say at the hospital was that he had a lack of blood. In the end, he died. His name was Ellis.
Oh,
was he?
Yes, man, God.
I was lucky that.
Yeah, he was 3 years old.
I know it's hard for you to continue to share your story and talk about your loss. But I'm going to take this story and I'm going to be able to share it with people that I believe can help you and that can bring clean water to you and your family, the rest of your children, and this entire village. Thank you so much for allowing God to do something with the broken pieces of your life and believing and trusting that help is on the way. I believe it is.
Violet, I asked Betty if I could just talk to her. Sweetheart, I don't know you, but I love you. And I've gone over 70 countries, and I've gone in virtually every major populated country in Africa. I've been trying to get my arms around moms like you so they don't experience what you've experienced. You see, Betty and I lost a daughter. Now, we could have had a more perfect girl. We had her 40 years, and she left 3 beautiful teenagers. Now she has 4 little grandbabies that are so beautiful. So we know what it feels like. And I just want to say, Violet, we're going to get our arms around mothers like you. And we're going to save their children. So what you need to know is you lost a child, but you're going to help save thousands of children. I promise you, you are. Because, Violet, we're going to drill a water well in your area. People watch you going to drill it. There's probably somebody sitting here saying, I'll drill it. Get me. I'll pay for it. I believe that, because that's what Betty and I've said. We've gone in the area, and we said before we walked out, we will drill a well here. Before $800. God has blessed a lot of us enough that we can do that. But there's not a single person watching that couldn't give what most people do, $48. Think about this. It'll give 10 people water the rest of their life, because basically the well we drill and we maintain them will last basically a person's lifetime. Where do you give a gift where you can give 10 people water for life for $48? Where do you do that? Right here. 144, 30 people water for life. Think about this. $1,200 and 3 people join you. God, please, I'm giving $1,200. I need 3 more. We got a well. I can give $2,400. 1 joins me. I got another well. But we have people who tell us the most exciting thing to do every year is drill a well. We have churches that tell us that. We have churches that make it an emphasis, and they'll drill several wells. It's the most exciting thing to watch what happens when people come together. It's what Ben Carson talks about. We're created equal. I mean, we're supposed to be a family of God, understanding and appreciating one another, just like the members of our body right here. We all need each other to be the hands that work. That's what the church is to be. That's what Americans and Europeans should be and Canadians should be. One family, putting arms of love around all the pain in the world. Please, right now, if you want to write a check and make it to life, go get the check. But call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail. Make it out to life. That's what you're giving. I would really like to ask if you would consider getting your bank card and always use them like a check, but get that bank card. Go get it. Just go get it. You can hear me. And then go online or dial that number and make the gift God put on your heart. If you can give a well, do it. Lord, I believe they will. I think there's somebody who can give several. Give them joy doing it, in Jesus' name. But if you can give only 48 for 10 people, changes everything. Please, right now, would you respond? Would you give life? Would you give a cup of water? Jesus said, you won't lose your reward. Let him determine what the reward is. To me, the reward is enough to know I bless somebody. Blessing others is all the reward I need. I don't like to focus on us. I like to focus on others. Would you right now do that, please? Thank you so much for giving life. Thanks for watching life today. But thanks for sharing life today. I hope you share it every day some way. Thank you. Thank you.
Across the globe, hundreds of thousands of lives are lost each year to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the God's Daily Promise devotional set. These four seasonal devotionals each contain a daily scripture, inspirational message, and room to journal your prayers and insights from God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Faith, Hope, and Love coaster set. All four beautiful sandstone coasters come in an elegant natural wood holder and artistically display the words of 1 Corinthians 13:13. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, Father, I've just been asking you. It's our last week. Boy, we need a miracle. I wish we'd have such a great miracle we could call the missionaries and drilling teams and say, hey, drill some more. People want to drill them. Find more areas of need. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Would you be the miracle somebody longs for and prays for? Would you be the answer to somebody's prayer? You want your prayers answered. How about being an answer to somebody's prayer? We're going to send you the beautiful gifts, the incredible daily devotions, the beautiful coasters, Faith, Hope, and Love. I love these videos. Don't you? These are beautiful.
I do too. They are. I love them.
And then the bronze. Let the little children come to Jesus. That's what he said. I mean, this is just so powerful. You know, look at it. Let the children come. This is so beautiful. Would you right now put your arms around some children? I think you are. We're going to send you these gifts to bless you. And everybody that gives any gift to give a cup of water, and you want Ben Carson and Candy's book, it's fabulous. We're going to send it to you because it bless you. And then AmericanCornerstone.org. Got it. Ben, Candy, thank you for blessing us. Thank you for sharing with us this week.
Thank you for saving lives around the world.
That's the viewers.
Amen.
Thank
and
you.
High fives.
Love you. Love you. Thank all of you for loving others so effectively. God bless you.
Next week on Life Today, the most listened to woman on radio, Delilah, shares her heartache and trials that led her into the arms of Jesus. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.